Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Aztec Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Simon Dykowski. In this interview, we are going to get an update on both of the company's projects here, both projects under JV. First, the Tombstone Project in Arizona, the news that came out December 7th. It was really a summary of the 2021 RC drill program, as well as also recapping what the company did back in 2020. So 2 years of past drilling. This most recent program in 2021 was a little over 2,700 meters and 23 holes. Simon, give us a general overview here of what the drilling over the last 2 years has shown about the potential here at this Tombstone project, please.
Thanks for having me on, gentlemen. And yes, we did summarize our last two seasons of drilling on December 7th in kind of a summary news release describing the findings of the shallow drilling program that we've undertaken at Tombstone. This year, the 23-hole program was focused on the north end of the Contention open pit, which is the historic heap leach mine in the Tombstone Silver District. We focused in on the north end of the pit as we obviously had a view to putting in a grid pattern, and the north end of the pit seemed to us the best bet to find mineralization. So the 23 drill holes put most of the setups on 50 meter spacings. 13 of those drill holes did hit old workings. Which is big for us because those old workings were put in place many, many decades ago. Those old time miners were mining what would be today considered bonanza grades. And they have seemingly left over or apparently left for us to discover on the higher end grade of bulk tonnage, oxidized gold and silver material over quite substantial widths. So 13 of those holes hit old workings, 10 of them did not. But the picture that's coming together here is in the top 100 to 150 meters in the bottom of the pit and around, particularly to the west of the pit, is we've got very consistent mineralization with several holes that returned, you know, highlight grades in the context of an oxide gold silver deposit. And, you know, not to run through the whole list, but hole 22 for us was a standout. That was 65 and a half meters, averaging almost 3.4 grams gold equivalent. Hole three hit, I believe it was 36 meters, around 6.3 grams. Hole 11 was 2.2 grams over 24 meters. So, you know, I won't go through the whole list. If any of the listeners are interested, it's all referenced in our latest news release and on our website. But, you know, approximately six or seven holes were over 100 gram meters, and three of them were around 200 or higher. So an exceptional, you know, result for us. You know, I'll note that if anybody's interested to look at the long section, you'll be able to see that our drilling got down to about 100, 125 meters deep. All of the holes bottomed in mineralization, but we were limited from drilling deeper because of ground conditions. So this has provided us a good opportunity to pause, to expand on our geological model, and then to target deeper drilling with diamond drill, core drilling, in which we'll be able to go and re-enter some of the RC holes that we've already drilled and test down, you know, through the water table and really down towards level 10, which is the bottom level of underground mining that was undertaken about 110 years ago. And we feel there's a very good chance that those miners back in 1910 were targeting high grade silver and gold before their mining operation burned down. So it's, you know, it adds another dimension of exploration upside. And again, we did focus on the northern end of the pit, so the southern end remains undrilled. So there's some potential upside there as we infill that as well. And then that will also allow us to bring in a rig that's appropriate to drill down to some much deeper targets, which are more in line with the Taylor discovery model, which was one of the key hallmarks of this project, was the potential similarities to Hermosa Taylor, which was Arizona Mining's discovery in 2015. So those are targets that we'll be able to attack as well when we have that drill rig on site, hopefully sometime in the spring of next year.
Yeah, Simon, I was going to ask you about some of those holes that ended in mineralization down at depth and whether you were going to pursue some deeper holes. Do you think it could actually set up a scenario where most of the drilling you've done, let's say in the first 150 meters, would be more of that oxidized zone where it'd be economic, easy to process, but could there also be that underground mining component like the old timers were doing, where you actually have a hybrid and actually have some high grade shoots down underneath it that would give you the underground mining potential on top of the near surface resource?
Well, that's exactly what we'll be finding out when we go back in for the deeper drilling. So, you know, like I said, we all of the holes have bottomed in oxide mineralization to date. So we have yet to find the limits of the oxide zone. We know that the water table is around 600 feet or 200 meters below the surface. So, you know, this transition zone would be likely around there. And then, yes, we will soon find out if there is a sulfide ore body at depth. And you know, particularly of interest would be that CRD style of mineralization, where we have some compelling geophysical targets that are situated, you know, much deeper than that bottom level of mining. They sit approximately 600 meters below the surface. So, yeah, there's a definitely an underground mining scenario there that we might discover, in addition to what we already have discovered, which is the open pit oxide gold silver model.
So then, Simon, just to wrap us up, when it comes to this Tombstone project, what's going to be coming next? How can you summarize the drill program and the overall goals for next year?
So the overall goals for Aztec as it relates to Tombstone next year will be to go back in for a third phase of drilling with a diamond drill. And in preparation for that, that will require some 3D modeling, a data compilation, and you know, and obviously funding the drilling. But that is something that we'll be working up over the winter months with the goal to drill upon completion of our upcoming drill program at our project in Mexico at Cervantes. So while we haven't fully, you know, the exact targets yet, conceptually, you know, we're looking at another sizable campaign, you know, likely in excess of the meters that we drilled with the RC rig with a diamond drill sometime in the spring of 2022.
Well, Simon, let's shift things down to the other project, to Cervantes, which is the gold copper project down in Sonora, Mexico. You announced on November 4th the 22-hole, 5,000-meter RC program there. What can you tell us as far as an update on this program and the strategy down at Cervantes?
So we are extremely excited to be working at Cervantes again. Now, this property, to remind your listeners, was the basis for Aztec's initial public offering back in 2017 when the company raised about $4 million to go and attack this project. It's a porphyry gold copper molybdenum district in southeastern Sonora State, Mexico, in the Laramide porphyry belt and surrounded by some very well-known mining operations, notably Minera Alamos has recently commissioned Santana Mine, which is about 50 kilometers to our south. And then off to our east, there's Alamos Gold's Mulatos Mine and Agnico Eagle's La India. So very well-known heap leach gold mines around us. And back in 2017-18, Aztec was earning into our 65-35 now joint venture with Kootenai. Aztec drilled 3,000-meter approximate diamond drilling program into one of the most compelling targets at Cervantes, known as California, and discovered a gold oxide cap to what might be a much larger gold copper porphyry system. Now that diamond drill program, where 14 holes were completed with a headline hole of 160 meters of 0.77 grams per ton gold, was the last drilling that has been done on the project until now. So we, in October and November, went to the market and fundraised for a 5,000-meter follow-up drill program to that initial discovery program that occurred back about 4 years ago. And on November 4th, as you pointed out, we announced that we had approved that drill program and budget with our partners, Kootenai Silver. So that's funded, it's approved, and it's being mobilized right now. So we are hopeful to have an update out to the market over the next few weeks, where we will hopefully be disclosing that drilling has started. So really, you know, it's huge for us to be back there. It's a huge project. It's got 11 targets on it. Only one of them has been drill tested. And this drill program is going to give us an opportunity to not only follow up on that initial discovery at California, the gold oxide discovery, but also to test a big step out target to the north, known as California Norte, a target to the west, known as Jasper. And we actually have about 6 drill holes targeted for another separate target about 3 kilometers to the southwest of California, known as the Parisima East, which is a very strong geochemical target where we had a very tight soil sampling grid that yielded highly anomalous gold values over an outcropping, what looks to be a breccia. So we have high hopes for that. We'll be putting 6 holes into that. And then, you know, last but not least, it is a porphyry gold copper district. So we have a very, very strong chargeability anomaly underneath the California zone gold oxide cap, which has yet to be drill tested. So in this 5,000 meters, we do have 2 deep holes budgeted in that. So 2 500 meter holes will be going, you know, directly underneath California to test for a possible sulfide ore body there. So, you know, out of these 22 holes in 5,000 meters, we're going to be hitting a half dozen targets. A lot of information is going to be coming out of this. And I think this will be really one to watch in Q1 of 2022.
Man, it sounds like you guys have a lot going on next year here, Simon. It's going to be fun to follow along. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Aztec Minerals. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Simon, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shat@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you, and we'll follow up as we even get some more news out of either of these projects, probably a little bit more on that Cervantes drill program that is coming up shortly. So Simon, really appreciate the update here. Hope you have a great rest of your week, and please keep us up to date on future news.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, and have a great week and weekend. Thanks, guys.